This is the Capricorn FM podcast.
We're talking career today, and we're looking at the employment equity, because this is the one aspect of the workplace or employees are not fully aware of. And that gap in understanding can sometimes leave people vulnerable, especially when it comes to unfair treatment in the workplace. And to help us understand the EE, I'm joined on the line by Managing Director at VHG HR and Payroll Consulting, Given Siolwana. Good morning, and thank you so much for your time. How are you doing?
I'm great, Sakani. Good morning to your listeners as well. How are you?
I am great, thank you. So what exactly does employment equity mean in the workplace in simple terms?
I'm going to put it in layman's terms. Yeah. It's basically when we are creating equal opportunities in the workplace, regardless of what gender or race or religion you are. So our policies need to make sure that they respect every single individual.
So, and then what rights do employees under that policies, what rights do these employees have under employment equity laws that they often are unaware of?
Yeah, South Africa has got a beautiful labor policy or regulation, because first of all, our constitution allows that we get protected from discrimination, right? So when we are in the workplace, the first right we've got is the right or the protection of discrimination. Then secondly, you've got those rights where you've got the right to be fairly promoted. So meaning that if somebody else is promoted and I was overlooked, I need to be told of the reasons why. You've got the right to be developed, and those policies need to be fair. Recruitment needs to be fair. And you've got the right not to be victimized or harassed in the workplace. And those are one of the many rights that we've got as employees in the workplace.
Sure, and I know that, you know, many employment places have an employment equity committee that is overseeing the implementation of those rights, but do you find that employees are aware of this, you know, committee, or are involved or even interested in anything that has to do with it, or are we being a little bit ignorant towards this part of the law in terms of employment?
I'm glad you asked this question, because I'm the one who sets up these policies from beginning to end. And I found that in the previous 20 years that I've been doing it, it was really no one gave it the attention it deserved. And maybe because the law was a bit lenient on it. But with the new amendments of the law since last year, what it says is that as soon as you become a designated employer and you are at 50 employees plus, then it's law that you make sure that you've got these committees, because when you do your submissions on the labor portal, they say, where are the limits? Where's the attendance register? We are not communicating this. And we still wait until we're 50 before we do this. These are things we should be doing from day one to make sure that people exercise their rights from day one. When we promote, we make sure it's fair. We tell people reasons why, if they are not competent enough, if they don't have the right qualification, and how do we develop them so that they at least have these career developmental plans that will help them in the next 5 years to achieve what needs to be achieved. So it's not communicated enough, I might be honest with you.
So how do employees then recognize that when an employment equity is not being properly applied or even communicated enough?
The law now expects the employee representative to sign on the submission that you are compliant. Remember, we do submissions from the 1st of September until January, the submission. Now they say, go to the employees and let them sign. And they come for inspection and they ask the same employees to say, are you aware of the employment equity? Where's the employment equity committee? They interview the committee, they check them the list. And if you've been lying throughout, that way you would be caught out. So I've got faith in the new law that it would encourage more of us to have better understanding of these policies and what it is that we need to work on.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for taking time, having this conversation with me. I really do appreciate it. How do people get in touch with VHG HR and Payroll Consulting?
They can contact us at 011-453-1522, or they can just go to our website and they can contact us via different social media platforms, and it's www.vhghrpayroll.co.za.
Thank you so much for your time. Do enjoy the rest of the day. Listen, you have the right to ask. Even when it comes to promotions, why you were not promoted, you need clear feedback to understand that there was no perhaps nepotism or unfair treatment when it comes to processes of excelling or you know, accelerating in terms of position. So I want to find out from you if you're even aware of the employment equity in your workplace. Do you know that they exist? Do you know if you have a committee, or does your workplace not have this committee called the employment equity? Because if they did, perhaps you would know. But then, do you know your rights when it comes to fair treatment and equal opportunity in the workplace? Do you get that equal opportunity, or do you feel like somebody else is being overlooked above you when it comes to you know, the perks, the promotions, the big accounts and so forth? Do let me know on 079-899-6226.
That was a Capricorn FM podcast. For more podcasts, visit capricornfm.co.za.